No. No, by all divines above, no! Mage? Mage. Damn you, why are you closing your eyes? I told you to keep them open! Divines, no, so much blood. Mage? Stay with me, please, I can't lose you. Malekith, preserve us, there's so many potions in here. You idiot mage, I told you your lack of organization would be the death of you. I didn't... What? The blue one. Oh, here, this one's blue. It has to be the one. It has to. Tilt your head up, mage. Yes, just like that. Drink now. Drink. Please. I beseech you, Malekith. Please deliver him to me. I cannot lose him. By the nine, it's working! It's working! Mage, your wounds, they're closing up! Wait, what are you doing? Stop moving, you damned fool. Look at you. You're barely alive, and you already managed to test my patience by fidgeting around. Please, just lie down. Please? What, me? Oh, is that why? Oh, mage, I'm fine. I know there's a lot of blood, but most of it isn't even mine. What? Aw, don't worry about it. These are just a few gashes, that's all. Frankly, I felt worse after a night of drinking. I'm fine, really. Enough about me. I have a set of bandages and strong mead. I can tend to my own wounds. You need to conserve your strength and your magicka. I'm gonna dress up your gash now. All right. It's sealed, but we don't want to risk it reopening. Here, drink this. It should dull your pain. Open your mouth. I'm going to put a cloth in there for you to bite down on. It's, a rather sweaty loincloth, but it's the best we've got. There we go. I know how to dress a wound, so just lie back and keep breathing. Don't close your eyes just yet. I do not know if you will open them up again. Now, this might sting a bit, so brace yourself. I'm sorry for calling you a fool. You're anything but. You're incredibly brave, and you saved us both back there. I know you had a ward placed on yourself, but there was no guarantee that it would have saved your life the way it did. Thank you, mage. From the bottom of my heart. You saved my life. I will always be eternally grateful. There we go. You already look so much better. That potion of closed wounds was really worth all the gold we dropped on it. I don't think you would have lived without it. Can you sit up? Here, I will help you. There, just stay right there. I have our rations. You should eat them. It's not much, but they will help you gain some strength. Yes, just like that. Just open your mouth as much as you can. I'll feed you. Good. Very good. We should set up camp here. I do not think the necromancer would follow us out of his cave, especially to a place as remote as this. Either way, we must be quiet. No fires. We shall wait here for the crack of dawn until your strength returns. Then, we go straight to solitude and report what we have found. I will carry you to safety myself if need be. Do not worry about a thing. Now, I know I told you to rest, but I need you to cast a spell of muffle on both of us. Is that something you can do? Oh, yes. Perfect. Now, let me just spread this bedroll underneath you. Yes, adjust yourself for me. There we go. Are you comfortable? Is there anything you need? Anything at all? What? You're thanking me? Oh, come now. If you hadn't thrown yourself in front of me when the necromancer shot his bound bow, I don't think either one of us would have survived that encounter. I do believe I owe you my life, mage. What? Sure, it was me who carried you and ran away, but if I had been hit by that, both of us would have died there. I know you would not have left me to rot as a resurrected thrall, and you would have died trying to rescue me. The only reason we made it out of that cave alive is because you were so incredibly brave. How did I run so fast? The reason I was able to run so fast. Mage, I could not lose you. I would not have forgiven myself if you died on account of saving me. The thought of me faltering, of you bleeding out in that miserable pit, your corpse then serving as that lich's plaything, it drove me berserk. The mere thought still infuriates me. I didn't even concern myself with my own fate. I needed to preserve you. I could not let you die. Now, I need to ask you a question. Why did you do it, Mage? Why did you risk life and limb to save me? I know we've been adventuring together for almost a year, but that is no reason to throw yourself in front of what was most certainly death, just to save my life. I'm just a humble orc warrior. Warriors like me are plentiful, and I'm not even particularly remarkable. Why? Why did you do it? Mage, you really mean that, don't you? Honestly, you're too sweet for your own good. You know that? You have a kind heart. Kinder than most. Somehow, this cruel world hasn't jaded it yet. Despite everything, despite nearly dying, you're still smiling at me, talking with me just to keep my own spirits up instead of worrying about yourself. Mage, I didn't mean to kiss you. I mean, damn it all. Life is too short for dishonesty. Malakath saved us for a reason. This is a second chance at life, and I think it's time I told you the truth. Mage. My sweet mage. I adore you. I always have. Your silly smile, your foolhardy nature, your skill with magic. The way you always have my back every time we adventure together. The way you always spare a coin for every beggar we pass by, and a sweet roll for every child we cross. You're unlike anyone I've ever met before. You're a being of pure warmth. You always know how to put me at ease. You always make me feel so safe. Even now, you have that smile. That breathtaking, beautiful smile. I've kept my feelings for you hidden for a very, very long time. I didn't want to risk losing your companionship. But after what has just transpired, I cannot lie anymore. Not to you, and not to myself. I love you, Mage. With all of my heart and all of my soul. I adore you. That is how I was able to run so fast. I could not lose you. I could not lose that sweet smile, those beautiful eyes. Wait, before you say anything, let me finish. The fact that I saved your life does not make you obligated in any way to feel the same way about me. I want you to know that. I saved you because it was the right thing to do, and because I loved you. Not to cajole you into accepting this rather childish confession of mine. Do you understand? You don't even have to reply if you don't want to. What? You really feel that way? Mage, I meant what I said. Please, don't say anything that you just want me to hear. No matter how you feel about me, I will always want to adventure by your side, as a companion and as your friend. You truly mean that? Mage, I... Mage, I cannot resist you. I need you. Now more than ever, I need you. I have spent far too long running away from my feelings, and I will not lie to myself any longer. Oh, damn it, I'm sorry. I forgot you're still in pain. I'll be gentle, I promise you. I'll never hurt you, you sweet, beautiful human. Just lay back. There we go. Place my pack under your head. Let me take care of you. You've got my blood up, Mage. Even in this beleaguered position you're in, you play a dangerous game. Can you feel it? How hot my body is? How my blood is suffused with desire for you? Words can lie, but the body cannot. I can feel your warmth under me as well. It's intoxicating. I'm going to tear this shirt off now. Oh, don't look so miffed. It's just your undershirt, and besides, it's covered in blood. Honestly, you can be so silly sometimes. There. See? I told you I would be gentle. What? I could not be any less concerned about this dried blood. It is proof of your courage and bravery, and a testament to your willpower that you survived this night. If anything, your appearance makes my appetite for your body even stronger. I love strength in men, and you are the strongest man I know. No one else comes close. Now, lean those hips up for me if you can. I need to see the rest of your beautiful body. By Lady Mara, your body might be a work of art. And your cock. My, my. I'm not the only one consumed by lust, am I? Oh, my dear, sweet mage. There's nothing to be shy about. Do not hide your desire. We both have a second chance at life, and to waste it by not being true to ourselves is criminal. I have no shame in admitting my love for you and my desire for you. Please, I want to hear it from you too. Ah, you make me shiver. I love hearing the way you say my name. You drive me absolutely wild. You have me feeling like a young girl again, my heart fluttering with your every word and smile. I'm hungry for you, Mage. I cannot resist you. I need you. Oh, sweet Mage, don't worry. I would never hurt you. I promised you I would be gentle, didn't I? I know your body needs rest before I can fully explore it. But that doesn't mean we can't make love, right? My, such vigorous enthusiasm. One would hardly think you just barely survived death. I can feel it. Your warmth, your breath on my skin. Reach out for me. Put your arms around me. I'm gonna do the same to you. I'm gonna hold you and caress you. By Mara, this feels so incredible. I've fantasized about this happening for so long. I almost let it slip by me. What a fool I was. Oh, your cock. Somehow, even more perfect than I imagined it to be. I want to hold it. It's like it's calling out to my own body, and I can barely resist. May I? It's so warm and hard. And it twitches as I gently move my hand up and down the shaft. Is that my effect on you? Oh, you make me feel bashful, Mage. What? Surely you don't mind being teased like this. After all, it's only fair. Or do you not remember all the times you tantalized me whenever I caught you changing your clothes by accident? I know. Perhaps not all of them were accidents. I always found you attractive, you know. I could not resist sneaking a peek at you. You can touch me, you know. Anywhere you want. There we go. Yes, run your fingers along my body. Feel my muscles tightening under your fingers. Oh, Mage. I love the way you're doing that. Your fingers are so soft and gentle. You have me completely under your spell. I can't resist you. Hold me, grope me, anything you want, please. Oh, yes. Your hands on my breast feel so exquisite. Caress them. Be as rough as you want. I can take it. Yes, just like that. Please keep going. Caress my breasts exactly the way you're doing. I'm going to stroke your cock up and down, as gentle as you're being with me. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes as I pleasure your cock. My dear, sweet mage, I love you. I do not want this moment to ever end. Oh, mage, look at how your cock is swelling up at my touch. Your tip is dripping wet. You're even coating my fingers. I wonder what it tastes like. I'll have to find out soon. But I cannot bring myself to look away from that sweet face being consumed by pleasure as I play with your cock. Ooh, and the way you moan when I kiss your supple neck. I love your moans. Do not stop moaning. Each one of your moans drives me further into the clutches of lust. I'm gonna kiss the entire length of your body, from your chest, along your abdomen, down to your navel, and now your cock. You taste so scrumptious. I could just eat you up. Mage, it is taking everything I have to prevent myself from riding you until my heart's desire. My, so eager. When we get back to town and your body is up to it, I will give you whatever you want. For however long you want it. Right now, however, I don't think your battered body would be capable of withstanding a night of lovemaking. Especially from me. Oh, you're pouting. So sweet. So needy. How is it possible for one human to be this irresistible? Your cock twitches and throbs in my mouth. Do you like the way I swirl my tongue over your tip, soaking up your wet juices? I think you do. You're moaning rather loudly. Thank Malakath for the efficiency of your muffle spell. Your moans would alert every bandit in the area if not for it. Oh, sweet mage, go on. I can feel your body writhing and squirming. I can tell your body needs release. I will swallow every drop of your hot seed. I'm all yours. Ah, such a wonderful taste. Such scrumptious moans. I can feel my own body yearning for yours, Mage. Oh, your fingers have already found their way between my legs. My, you have such strong spirit. Can you feel it? How I'm soaked thoroughly for you. How warm it feels between my legs. Oh, yes, Mage. Slide a finger inside. Oh, my body is begging for it. Go on, taste it. Taste me off your fingers. You like that, don't you? My sweet, sweet Mage. Do you want to feast directly at the source? Oh, don't fret. I will slowly lower myself onto you. You do not need to overexert yourself. Now, there we go. Use that sweet mouth of yours. Mage, you're teasing me, aren't you? With those soft kisses on my thighs. Please, sweet mage, give me what I want. Put your lips on my... Oh, by the nine, I've never had someone taste me like this. You've done this before, haven't you? Your tongue moves so deftly. I can feel it probing at me, dipping into my folds, teasing my opening. All right there. Yes. Each movement of your tongue makes me shudder. Yes, my sweet mage. Oh yes, lap at my inner walls. All of my sweetness and warmth, all for you. I cannot resist you. Keep going, just like that, huh? Your tongue on my butt. I've only dreamed of the feeling, imagining it while I pleasure myself during those cold, lonely nights. It feels even better than I could have imagined. Oh, I can feel my body on the cusp of climax. Hold my hand, sweet mage. Do not let me go. I will run my hand through your soft hair and caress your beautiful face. Come now. Don't stop. Take me over the edge. Let my body find the release it's craved for so long. Oh, by Mara, that was... Ooh, I don't have the words. My sweet mage. Talented in the art of lovemaking as well, aren't you? Come here. I must hold you. Let me wrap you up in my arms. Yes, yeah, nestle your head into me. Just like that. Don't be bashful. I want you here with me. I want your body cradled in my arms. Will you allow me to play with your hair again, sweet mage? Thank you. You are so very soft. Put your arms around me as well. Hold me close and tight. So beautiful and vulnerable. I will protect you, my sweet mage, from the world. I will never let you go. I will walk by your side until the stars fade out. You'll always have me. Oh, I love you too, dear mage. Now and always. Now rest. I will keep watch. You're safe with me. This audio was recorded and produced by me, Rory Stillshine. The script was written by Sheba of Destiny on Reddit. If you like my work, please follow me on Twitter at Rory Stillshine, on Reddit at Rory Stillshine, or support me on Patreon at Rory Stillshine, where you can gain access to exclusive audios and behind-the-scenes content. If you would like to send me a tip, please use the Ko-fi link in my Reddit bio, or contact me for my other payment methods. If you would like a custom commission, please contact me via my social media or at rorystillshine@gmail.com. I am also available for script writing services and welcome the opportunity to make a custom audio just for you. This audio is the property of the artist known as Rory Stillshine. You are hereby not authorized to repost this audio or use it for anything other than recreational use. Thank you and have a lovely day.